The U.S. government has done some bad things over the years and will almost certainly continue to do them in the years ahead. Foreign policy has very little to do with morality. And as long as any action can be justified by explaining that it was performed in the national interest, that will continue to be the case. And so we give support to repressive governments in South Korea and Brazil and Chile because it is in our national interest to do so. We will supply sophisticated weapons to backward countries and betray an entire people like the Kurds, all because it is in our national interest.
This week in radical history for the week of October 20th. And starting on this date in 1832, the Treaty of Pontotoc Creek was forced upon the Chickasaw people, giving up 6 million acres. The preamble to the treaty reads, quote, "The Chickasaw Nation finds themselves opposed to their present situation by being made subject to the laws of the state in which they reside. Being ignorant of the language and the laws of the white man, they cannot understand or obey them. Rather than submit to the great evil, they prefer to seek a home to the West, where they may live and be governed by their own laws." Also on October 20th, 1916, anarchist and feminist Emma Goldman is arrested for distributing birth control information and released on a $500 bond. Also on that date in 1918, the Anti-Anarchist Acts passed by Congress, granting the government authority to deport aliens living in the United States, and it would be the start of the Palmer Raids. During this exact same time in Russia, the Cheka secret police start to round up and imprison anarchists in Russia. Those pesky anarchists. Also on October 20th, 1926, labor activist and anti-militarist and socialist Eugene Debs dies. His radical reforms included an 8-hour workday, pensions, workers' compensation, sick leave, Social Security, all commonplace today. He once ran for president from his jail, and he once wrote, "We propose to destroy the capitalist and save the man. We want a system in which the worker shall get what he produces, and the capitalist shall produce what he gets." Eugene Debs. Also on this date in 1973, the Saturday Night Massacre occurs when President Nixon's press secretary, Ron Ziegler, announces Special Watergate Prosecutor Cox is dismissed. In addition, he reports that Attorney General Richardson has resigned and Deputy Attorney General Ruckelshaus has been fired. Both of them, of course, did that because they would not dismiss Cox. Bush's Unitarian One Ruler as King loves the jibs of Nixon's cut. Also on this date in 1981, three members associated with the Weather Underground is arrested for the armed truck robbery. The Weather Underground took their name from this Bob Dylan song.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. A man in a trench coat, bad job laid off. Says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. The guy did, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen. $11 bills, you only got 10. Maggie comes fleet-foot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the minister must bust an early man. Orders from the DA. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did. But walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows, then stay away from those that care out of fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know it's where the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell. Hang bell, hard to tell if everything is on sale. Try hard, get boxed, get back, ride rail, get jail, jump bail. Join the army if you care. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool. Leaders, watch your parking meters. Oh, get born, keep on short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Tired, be success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't risk. 20 years of schooling and he put you on a day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to forge a scandal. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
Also on this date in 1990, 22 cities hold anti-Gulf War rallies. A reporter would also ask U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright this question. We have heard that 500,000 children have died as a result of the sanctions in Iraq. I mean, that is more children that died than all of Hiroshima. And, you know, is the price worth it? Madeleine Albright responded, "I think it was a very hard choice, but the price, woof, we feel the price was worth it. You know, it doesn't take a weatherman." This week in radical history for October 21st, 1837, at Fort Peyton, Florida, 75 Seminole chiefs are captured and imprisoned by U.S. during peace talks under the flag of truce called by the United States government. Also on October 1st, 1909, in the city of Brotherly Love, the police chief and other Philadelphia zealots guarding human and civil rights refuse to allow Emma Goldman to speak unless they can preview her speech. Frank Rizzo, ex-police chief and mayor of Philadelphia, would say, "Yes, the streets are safe in Philadelphia. It's only the people who make them unsafe." Also on October 21st, 1929, Ursula Le Guin is born. Science fiction fantasy novelist and anarchist. Her books include Dispossessed and A Left Hand of Darkness. One of the best modern science fiction and fantasy authors, noted for exemplary style and her exploration of Taoist, anarchist, feminist philosophy and social themes. Quoting Ursula Le Guin from The Dispossessed, "You cannot buy a revolution. You cannot make the revolution. You can only be the revolution. It is in your spirit, or it is nowhere." Also on this day in October 21st, 1963, Attorney General Bobby Kennedy authorizes wiretaps of Martin Luther King's offices. Also on this date in 1967, Yippies, diggers, anarchists, and other high priests meet in Washington, D.C. for an exorcism of the Pentagon to rid the world of global evil spirit viruses affecting all who work there. The result was 647 arrests. God, it was only so easy. Ever wonder why the mail was so slow? Well, in 1973, Senator Church reveals that the CIA intercepted 28 million pieces of mail between 1953 and 1973. And under the Bush administration? And Bush's old man in 1988 says, "He hears the quiet people others don't." Well, comedian Albert Brooks was quoted saying, "I have friends in Los Angeles that hear quiet people that others don't, and he takes a lot of medication for it." This week in radical history for October 22nd, 1856, U.S. forces land in Canton, China to protect the American interests. Also on October 22nd, 1887, American Red Revolutionary John Reed lives in Portland, Oregon. Author of 10 Days That Shocked the World, Chronicle of Mexico and the Soviet Revolutions. Though native-born American, he was denied access back into his own country. Reed is the only American buried behind the Kremlin Wall in Red Square. Also on October 22, 1934, Depression-era outlaw Pretty Boy Floyd is killed. A folk hero to many people in Oklahoma who saw him as the sagebrush Robin Hood, stealing from rich banks and help the poor to eat and buy them groceries, and tearing up their mortgages during the bank robberies.
If you gather round me, people, the story I will tell about Pretty Boy Floyd, an outlaw, Oklahoma knew him well. Was in the town of Shawnee, was almost out to move his wife beside him in a wagon. And in the town they rode. Then my deputy sheriff approached him in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language. And his wife, she overheard. Honey boy grabbed the long chain, and the deputy grabbed his gun, and in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. And he took to the hills in timber to live the life of shame. Every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. There's many a starving farmer, the same old story told, how this old law paid the mortgage to save the little home. Others tell you of a stranger that come to beg a meal, and underneath a napkin left $1,000 bill. Was in Oklahoma City on a fifth afternoon, from a whole carload of groceries, and a letter that did say, "You say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. Well, here's a Christmas dinner for the family's own relief.
Last Santa's State in 1975, Air Force Technical Sergeant Leonard Matlovic, a decorated veteran of the Vietnam War, is given a general discharge by the Air Force after publicly declaring his homosexuality. In 1979, after winning a much-publicized case, his discharge is upgraded to honorable. 9 years later, at age 44, he dies and is buried in Congressional Cemetery in Washington, D.C., with a tombstone that reads, "A gay Vietnam veteran. They gave me a medal for killing two men and discharged me for loving one." This week in Radical History for October 24th, 1871, rising anti-immigrant feelings and laws being passed, and a mob in Los Angeles on this date hangs 18 Chinese from the trees. Also on October 24th, 1901, in the Philippines, U.S. Marines land in Samar during the Philippine insurrection. U.S. Brigadier General Hell-Roaring Jake Smith issues his orders, quote, "I wish you to burn and kill. The more you burn and kill, the better I'll be pleased," unquote. Also on the state in 1968, Yavapai Tribe of Arizona wins $5 million settlement for 9 million acres taken from them 194 years earlier. Well, better late than never, I guess. Also on the state in 1990 in Italy, the government publicly confirms revelations exposing Operation Gladio, a grouping of Western anti-communist intelligence agencies funded by the American CIA. These agencies, working in concert and funding neo-fascists, often use a strategy of state terrorism, particularly during the late 1960s, but all the way up through the 1990s. These included carrying out sensational kidnapping, murdering, disinformation, and bombing designed to appear to be work of left-wing groups. So again, the CIA sponsored right-wing terrorism groups in hopes of destabilizing countries and keeping them from going to the left. Don't need a weatherman to know it's real wind blowing. This week in Radical History for October 25th, I only have a couple items. 1806, in Germany, philosopher Max Stirner lives, theorist of individualist anarchism, opposed to Karl Marx. He once wrote, "The great are great only because we are on our knees. Let us rise." Also on this date in 1862, another anarchist thinker, Ernest Corduroy, commits suicide. This quote of his fits well in today's realities as well. "In the shadow of the cruel and ridiculous spectacle arises the old war of the poor against the rich, which today, masked and falsified by ideological refraction, is the war of the poor who wants to stay poor and the poor who wants to stop being poor." Don't need a weatherman to know it's real wind blowing. Lastly, on this date in 1960, Martin Luther King Jr., jailed in Decatur, Georgia, held over on old traffic ticket charges, denied bail, and sentenced to 4 months of hard labor. This has been This Week in Radical History, produced out of the Gleegly Studios. Inspiration came from the Slingshot Organizer, and radical info came from the People's Calendar at the Daily Bleed website. As the elections draw near, here's a little short philosophy from George Carlin.
Give these people a voting day every year so that they'll have the illusion of meaningless choice. Meaningless choice that we go like slaves and say, "Joe, I voted."
Amen, brother. So until next week's This Week in Radical History, I am forever yours in the struggle, Mike Cannon. I'll leave you now with some Ghost Mice.
What have we done? What have we done? Are we making any changes or just having fun? What have we done? What have we done? Is this more than just music? Is it more than just a club? Are we making any difference? Oh, what have we done? What have we done? What have we done? Well, just take a look around, and I'm sure that you'll agree that we've done a lot of things to improve community, like organizing protests and serving food, not bombs, sending books to all the prisoners that have been locked up for so long. Throwing bricks through all the windows of the evil corporate shops, supporting mom and pop and standing up to the murdering racist cops. Seems like we're always talking about things we do wrong, but let's not forget to talk about the good things that we've done. Well, no, we've got our faults, and I must say that I agree, but punk rock music saved my life. I can sing it honestly. Sometimes it may seem like we haven't done anything, but I think that we made it a little bit better than it was. That's why I sing, and I'll ask you to sing with me. Up the parks, up the the punks, of 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 the punks.